We're here on KSOM. We're talking high school football. ACGC got a big win to start the season over Panorama. Now they got Southwest Valley coming up this week. Cody Matheson, head coach for the Chargers, joins me now. And Coach, how are you feeling about your football team after the opening week win?
Well, obviously you always feel a lot better after a win than you would have lost. So feeling pretty good about that in those regards. Everyone's healthy. We felt like we executed at a fairly high level. Obviously, the things we need to continue to work on, things we need to do. But I think the big point of it is that we're starting the season 1-0 and getting ready for district play and made it through the weekend with everybody. No accidents at the fair or anything like that, which is always not a concern, but a worry. But got to practice on Monday, no school. Everybody was ready to roll and haven't had a good few days of practice so far, and focusing now all of our attention on the Southwest Valley as we begin our district play.
So how'd you feel about Tommy Scram in his first game at quarterback?
Well, I feel like he did a really good job of managing the game. I made a comment yesterday at practice during our offensive days is he's doing such a great job of just giving the play out, and it's just rolling right out of his mouth, right into the terminology of what needs to be said and enunciating things very well. So that's a really positive thing to know that, he's not stumbling on his words. He's being confident, and that obviously is something that you need in the huddle when you got, especially in high moment, high pressure situations. So I think he did a really good job. I think he's really, at first he was kind of a person, an individual we thought would pitch the ball, and he kind of was that early on. And now it kind of reversed to the point of, he's keeping it. We want him to pitch it now. So it's really good to see him gain that confidence, and he's tucking that ball away and he's running. Obviously, our varsity guys didn't get as many reps. We only had 37 carries on offense, had some short porches, after a fumble and a pick six and had a safety and they had to obviously kick off. We started on a short porch. So overall, we were spread out pretty good between Tommy and Angel and Joe and Brexton. Pretty even carries there for the most part. And obviously didn't play any of the varsity guys in the fourth quarter. But there's a whole entire philosophy behind that in this time of year. So we had to get some guys reps and focus on that. So I thought overall, over 9 yards per carry is a pretty good successful thing. And obviously our goal, if we don't have to throw the football, we won't. So those are another thing that was also we were able to do as well.
How about Angel Martinez in that fullback spot? It seemed like once he got going, he was able to get a pretty high yards per carry average.
Yeah, no, I think he is just going to get better as the year goes on. He got better as the game went on. And I think you're going to see that with a lot of our guys with new faces. Heck, I think that's a pretty common thing with probably any individual in any new position that they're in. They're going to come out a little bit timid and come out a little bit slow. But as we talked about, and as I stated with our individuals and our kids, it's you can kind of see the rust kind of come off about the second quarter. Saw that as well in the JV or the Gatorade scrimmage. And then, as time prolongs and time goes on, that rust and those nerves kind of start shaking off at the beginning of the second quarter and then the end of the first quarter and halfway through the first quarter. And then you hopefully get to the point where the nerves and everything and the anxious and the anxiety is all kind of dumbed down and guys are ready to go by the time warm-ups conclude and you're playing all four quarters ready to go and confident and knowing what you're supposed to do. So Angel was tiptoeing here and there, told him, say, hey, you run the dang ball right behind the line. And if you put your helmet right in the middle of an lineman's back, I promise you next time he is going to move and he's going to move the line. So let that be a lesson to them that they got to get moving because you're coming right behind him with a full force. So whether he did that or not a couple times, I don't know, but that will definitely get a lineman's attention real quick.
How about defensively? You pitched a shutout. You did give up a couple of yards in the passing game, but not overwhelmingly so. And you certainly didn't let it break you.
No, for sure. We gave up, 81 yards passing. I think we gave up 19 yards rushing, I think, or just slightly over 100, maybe 103 total yards. We gave up 52 yards on the final drive of the game with our reserves in the game there. So obviously our varsity and our ones through three quarters gave up 50 yards of total offense. So I think that's a really good stat to hang your hat on. Obviously we had a safety, a bad snap. So we had some special team points in there, had a pick six, should have had another pick six. Brexton had one right in his hands. that he dropped and should have had a pick and should have been walking in the end zone. But, you know, for the most part, I thought, you know, we did change, and we had talked about our defensive philosophy being a little bit different this year. We wanted to have our outside backers be more aggressive in the run game and have help over the top. So that's where that whole too high safety look came in. So Kinnick Frehley came in as a sophomore, obviously, you know, sat back. He's just got really good feel for the field and obviously has a pick and takes it 6 points. And, you know, we didn't score a defensive touchdown at all last year. So, you know, you got a guy rotating in and the guy who's now starting for us, the two high safety, they'll come away with two turnovers in his first start and his first varsity minutes there. So, you know, we really emphasize getting rid of the ball and creating turnovers and winning the turnover battle. So, yeah, hopefully we see a little bit more of those as we progress through the year. And, hopefully we see, you know, guys really, you know, creating the mindset of we're going to try to get the ball out no matter what the situation is. So, but being sure tacklers, thought we tacked really well. Ryder Klein, holy cow, did he have a great game out there? I don't think he missed a tackle in space. You know, a kid who's getting his first varsity start, filled in really good. So, you know, where we had guys filling in, the new faces, you know, it's kind of weird how, you know, our philosophy and how things roll, where those guys who filled in that were new were the guys out there making the plays. So obviously that's what we've talked about, programming and our philosophy and building those guys up from their freshman year to their sophomore, their junior year, and focus on developing those kids and developing them at the younger age. And obviously, you know, our focus has always been, you know, we don't want to build a win now philosophy. We want to build a win always dynasty. And that really ties into our kids and developing. And so now we're kind of seeing those guys get their opportunities and they're stepping up and they're doing great jobs and they're being leaders on the field, even in their first starts of their careers.
Well, maybe the most impressive play was Oliver Wetzel, a 43-yard field goal. I don't know what the longest field goal in ACGC history is, but that can't be far off, Coach. And it's got to be good to have a weapon like that.
That is the third field goal in ACGC history. So there's not many, at least during my time. I'm trying to remember back. There may have been one in 16 or 17, but I can name all three. you know, Charlie Crawford, but Joe Crawford's brother, who was a heck of a running back, you know, went on to play football at Northwestern. You know, Charlie kicked one in 2020, his junior year, against Pleasantville in the first round of the playoffs, and we went to Pleasantville, and we ended up upsetting them on the road. And then 2022, Brock Littler, who was our quarterback, we kicked a field goal on, I think we're on like the 4-yard line, which is surprising, I know. Tied game against I-35 down there in Truro. We kicked a game-winning field goal with about 30 seconds to go on the clock. And I don't think that thing got more than 10 feet off the ground. But obviously that was as far than, yeah, Oliver. I mean, what a great addition to your entire game that has been. I mean, when you don't have to go for two and you're just guaranteed 1 point, you know, 5 for 5 from PATs, 43-yard field goal, you know, it's the longest, I know it's only one game, but 1 week, you know, longest field goal in Class A. I'm sure there'll be some other guys who put some out there, but when you can lean on that and you can have confidence in that. And I even think he drop kicked it a little bit. So meaning I thought he caught it a little fat, you know, he got that kind of like with a little fat pitching wedge out there. From 43 yards out, I think he kind of got it a little bit more smooth. But, you know, kickoff, you know, he was kicking the ball down on the 5-yard line almost every single time, had a touchback. You know, he had, you know, about a 55-yard kickoff average. So that really helps pinning those guys deep. We got to do a better job tackling the backside, which is just, you know, a whole different topic of discussion. But, you know, when they can start drives from the 20-yard line, the 15-yard line, heck, the 10-yard line, and you're able to just get a guaranteed 7 points every time, I mean, that goes a long ways, and that's kind of a rare commodity in Class A football, I would say.
I agree. It's a huge weapon, and hopefully it will play out for you as the season wears on. So this week it's Southwest Valley. What are going to be the challenges with the Timberwolves for your club?
Well, this is the first time we've seen Southwest Valley early in the season. We have seen them the last 2 years. District is our district finale, which was a week 8 game. Obviously, those last 2 years, they've had kind of the injury bug, which has kind of sidelined some guys. We haven't really seen them at a full healthy roster. From what it can seem like, guy on the sideline, Wyatt Mendenhall, was not suited up last week against Red Oak. Don't know what his diagnosis is, but we're going to plan to play. We thought he would have been the best player on the field for them this year, going from just from the last 2 years we played them. But it looks like they had a quarterback that was in the backup position. And then obviously he got hurt and left the game as well. So don't really know where they stand as of right now, but you know, we don't scheme. We're going to scheme with whoever it is that is going to be playing there. We're going to be scheming for philosophies and scheming for offensive, you know, formations and defensive formations. And, you know, most schools and most programs at this level, it's kind of just a plug a guy in and run the same exact stuff. If not simplify it, you know, formations are going to be the same and things like that. So, you know, we're going to talk about alignment assignment based off our formations. And if the guys change, you know, that's not going to change our effort. That's not going to change our execution. That's not going to change how we handle the game. You know, we're going to be really focused on ourselves this week and really focus on, you know, just getting better and executing at a high level. So, a little bit longer drive, you know, with the road trip down there. You know, they, obviously the field down there is always in good shape, at least the one time I've been down there. So I guess not much to compare it to, but it was in good shape when we played in week 8. So I anticipated being in better shape down there in week 2 and, you know, get down there and hopefully play at a high level and start the week off on a good note and start the district playoff on a good note. So, you know, a team that looks hungry, team that beat a Red Oak team, they're coming off a win. So, they're going to be excited to play a football game. We are too. You know, if we do things right and we put our guys in possession to be successful, you know, we're going to get ourselves an opportunity to win.
Coach, really appreciate your time and best of luck down in Corning this week. Thanks so much.
Hey, thanks, Chris. Thanks for having me, sir.
Cody Matheson, head coach for ACGC football here on KSOM.